Occasionally, we like to bring you some outtakes of our conversations at the Black Lads Cafe. Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, recently talked about the public reaction to the declaration of war that brought the U.S. into World War I 100 years ago.
There was a very patriotic response in Hunt County.
Yes, yes. But it wasn't all over the country.
Is that right?
Anyone who was of German descent absolutely almost were tortured. Anyone who had rather liberal ideas, didn't want the war to, didn't feel like we should be involved in the war, was looked upon as a traitor. And Wilson hired a man called George Creel. Creel was a journalist. And he took over all of the news information, the anything, well, it was newspapers then. There was no television or radio. And they put in recipes on how you could save food for the soldiers. They talked about how these things that supposedly happened in Belgium may or may not have happened. You know, there's a lot of things coming out and that have come out. Creel kind of twisted the truth a little bit.
Well, that's always part of any war,
yes,
is the propaganda on both sides, and both sides tried to spin their story. Wilson had, of course, famously was reelected, was he not?
I kept you out of the war.
Right, but once the decision was made to go.
Well, he was trying to get either France and England or the Kaiser to let him broker a peace term. And then none of them wanted it.
Yeah, it's very, when you go back and read about World War One, you can read books and books and books and still not understand
still,
it, because
I don't understand
it's still
it all.
Very murky as to all why it all happened. A&M Commerce Economics Professor and the Interim Dean of the College of Business, Dr. Dale Funderburk, recently talked about the importance of transportation to the ranking of Texas as the number one place to do business in the U.S. by CEO Magazine. Texas number one in exports, and they put a lot of weight on that. The first purely industrial airport. I did hear something about this. It wasn't at the front of my mind, but I knew about it. The Fort Worth Alliance Global Logistics Hub.
It is. And as a matter of fact, when you look at that and you look at some of the other ratings, for example, Forbes puts out an annual one, and in Texas, the last one I saw, I think, was like number four. But transportation is a really large part. Now, DFW is major in that and a big part. But as you say, Alliance is the first designed as an industrial center as it is. Also, and most people aren't aware of it, I think, but in terms of rail transportation, and even sea transportation, Texas comes out high.
11 deep ports, they mention, along the coast, and then over 10,000 miles of freight rail, which I believe was number one in the country.
That's true. So, again, transportation is a huge part of it.
And Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, discussed the friendship he has forged with the former ambassador, mayor of Atlanta, and aide to Dr. Martin Luther King, Andrew Young, who visited A&M Commerce in April. And you're in contact with him on the phone.
Well, he's been very kind to contact me every day. He wants to check with me. And there's a delegation, John Mark, from the university, President Keck, Dr. Humphreys, Noah Nelson, Dr. Daryl Harp, Janice Stroop, and I are actually going to Atlanta to talk to him about his duckweed project that he has.
What is it again?
It's a research project that Ambassador Young is trying to tie A&M Commerce with this duckweed project. It's a project that he's actually growing duckweed because his philosophy now is to try to feed the hunger of the world. So he's involving our agricultural department here at the university, which I think is phenomenal.
And what's duckweed?
Duckweed is a product that actually grows in the water area. I'm not the expert on that. Dr. Daryl Harp
right.
and folks can answer those questions much better than I can. But when Ambassador Young was actually here, he saw some of the things that we were doing in our agricultural department, and he had sent some information back to me to say, look, can you get your president and folks to come to Atlanta, talk with me, see what I'm doing, and see if I can use my foundation to partner with Texas A&M University of Commerce. We're becoming that global university that we want to be.
Uh-huh. And when would that visit happen?
June the 14th through okay. the 16th.
All right. So about the middle of June. Thanks to Carol Taylor, Dr. Dale Funderburk, and Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.